Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast 4 Feet Deep. My name is Andrew and this is our co-host Greg.
Hello everybody. I'm so glad we got this down.
It took about 30 minutes.
Yeah, a good 30 minutes, yeah. But I have to make a habit of not touching my microphone now, because when I do, it's going to make this big old boom noise, you know, and I don't want to, you know, hurt anybody's ears. But yeah, welcome back to the podcast, guys. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever. So today we're going to talk about kind of what this podcast means to us and what we kind of hope to bring to the table for you guys. Because originally, when we first kind of came up with the idea, we were in the Xbox party at night, and we were talking about some really deep stuff. We talk about deep stuff all the time. I can't even keep up what we talk about and what we don't. So I remember, I'm sure one of the times we were talking about how a lot of the times we're depressed at night. And because at night, I know that that's a lot of the time when people, well, I know I do.
At least our group.
Yeah, our group of friends, like Andrew, Robbie, Darian. You guys haven't met Darian yet. He'll be on soon. But that's a lot of the time, that's when we're kind of like in our, I want to say in our feelings most of the time. Because, I mean, who doesn't think about a lot of stuff at night, you know, when you're just laying in bed watching YouTube or whatever the heck you watch.
So I would feel like at nighttime, you have a lot of time to yourself. So you're just going to sit and think, not really, you know, like you're just going to sit and think the whole entire time. And like, even when you're on the party with the guys, like we still overthink and we just like to sit and talk about it all the time.
Yeah. And I mean, which is nice because, you know, then we have somebody to talk about it instead of just keeping it to ourselves. Because I mean, I know for both of us, it's kind of hard to talk to our parents about a lot of stuff, you know, because I mean, not that they don't get it, because I'm sure they have felt something like this at some point in their life. But there are certain things I feel like we don't like to disclose too much to our parents, you know, like for my mom, for me, it's not only the depression stuff. I mean, kind of the anxiety, because I have that, both of those things. And for me, it's more like the school stuff, you know, because when I'm going through a lot of stuff. So, for example, this week, right? So this week, I have an audition coming up for Sam Houston State, right? And I'm really busy trying to make sure these songs are really great because I'm a singer, and you know, they're perfect the way I need them to be and stuff like that. But this whole week, I've just been really discouraged because I feel like there's not a lot of drive to make that happen. It wasn't me singing, but it was when I was doing my piano exam. I practiced the night before, and it was okay. You know, I finished the first page of the song, and it was pretty good. It wasn't too bad. And what I wanted to do was, okay, I'll finish the first page tonight, and then tomorrow I'll practice the second page, and I'll be okay. I should be good to go. Because for me, I find that when... Okay, well, first of all, I like to say I don't study ever. Like, in high school, never did it, and I passed every test.
I don't think any of our... Like, anybody in our friend group really studied. We just kind of, winged it.
Winged it, yeah. And it's like... Because I know Harvin, he talks about how, like, oh, I've never studied a day in my life, and I still, you know... I still pass my tests. But for this case, it's different because it's an instrument and you need to do pretty well on the exam, you know, so you actually have to study the instrument. It's kind of like singing, you know, you can't just sing. I mean, you can, it just won't be great if you don't practice.
I got into varsity choir somehow.
Well, we needed basses and you're a bass. Okay, you can sing low and that's all that matters. But yeah, so, you know, I'm sitting here getting ready for my exam. Well, first of all, this is at like 9:30 in the morning. So I just woke up like 30 minutes before, you know, so I'm trying to practice this page 30 minutes before that. So I will say that is my fault, but, you know, so I'm sitting there, got my piano all set up, and I have to set it in the living room because of the way that she wants the angle, and the angle has to go down. Like, and so she has to see her whole body. Yeah, yeah. So it's like she sees your hands, but then she also has to see your feet because we have a pedal now. Mm-hmm. We have to use a pedal. And so I have everything set up. Gunther keeps trying to pop up on my freaking lap and walks all over the piano. And I'm in a waiting room, by the way, because this is on Zoom and they can put you on waiting rooms, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm in a waiting room and all this stuff's going around in the house and my mom's like walking around and she's making all this noise and I get a little upset. I'm like, hey, oh, Jesus. You know, she's making all this noise and I get a little upset and say, hey, you know, can you just wait a good 30 minutes before you start cleaning and do whatever you gotta do? Because I have to finish my class. She's like, okay, okay. So I'm in the waiting room for maybe 15 minutes. But the 15 minutes goes by and the class is done. You know, it's over and there's still like five more people that have to go. So I sign up for another time. So I practice for another hour or so. And then I come back at like 1:40 because between then I have other classes, right? And have theory and all that stuff. So I come back at 1:40. I sit down and I go through everything again. And then it's all pretty all right. It's not bad. You know, it's good enough. That's what I told myself. I was like, I'm going to do good enough because that's usually how it goes for me in school. So I get into the call and, you know, I set up everything and I'm like, okay, okay. You know, I'm ready to go. And I sit down and she's like, okay, well, go ahead and play the piece. So the first chord, great. I play the second chord, great. Third, like, you're completely wrong. Like, it's completely wrong. And it's like, I'm already upset now because, well, this whole week has been terrible. And then now I've just goofed on my exam already. And I'm only like 2 minutes in. And so I go through the piece, fluff that whole thing up. And then I get to this other piece, fluff that whole thing up. And then I mess up the chords. I mess up all this other stuff. And I'm just so angry at the end. And I admit I went to the because afterwards the couch was right behind me. Mm-hmm. So I got upset. I was really upset. I was like really angry, you know. And so I went to the couch and I just laid there. And thankfully Pepper came up to me. You know, dogs, they can sense when you're stressed. You know, under distress or something like that, you know. So she came in and she's like licking me on my hand and make sure I'm okay and stuff. But yeah, it's my mom's never home when I have to do this kind of stuff. The only time she's ever really home is when I'm usually in my lesson around like 2. But she finally got to see, you know, like this is what I go through on a daily basis, you know. And so she's like, okay, I see what you mean, kind of, you know, because we frequently get into these arguments about like, well, you don't understand what I go through on a daily basis with stress or, you know, why we're so tired. And then she goes, you know, well, you don't understand, you know, we argue about that. But I think now she kind of got a sense of what, you know, what yeah, I go through.
I get what you mean.
And, but before that, I couldn't really explain it to her, you know, so that goes back to our first little thing, you know, it's like disclosing something to our parents about how we feel about certain things and what that makes us feel like, you know, because I know you frequently talk about how, you know, it's a little harder for you to talk to your parent, but that's why I'm glad we have our parties and our friends, you know, at night.
And now these podcasts we can express ourselves on.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing too, is that I don't want you guys to feel like you're alone, you know. That was kind of, and it, when I was thinking of doing this podcast, you know, I was like, okay, this is for me and Andrew, you know, but it's also for people who feel like maybe they'll be a little alone, you know, in their own thoughts, you know, so they thoughts that we have at night, mm-hmm. about, you know, certain things that make us depressed or, you know, maybe not feeling good enough for our parents or people in general, you know. That's what I was thinking whenever we started this. You know, it's like we want to be there for those kind of people that feel alone.
No, I can agree with that. Another thing is like we have our Instagram handles on the podcast, you know, or we shout ourselves out. So, you know, of course, we're going to take the followers, but we're also there to help you. So if you ever need to talk to somebody and just text us, say, hey, I heard your podcast and I feel like I need to talk to someone right now. And we are always going to hit you back up as long as we're free, or we're going to try to get to you as soon as we can.
Yeah. And another thing I like to say too is, so, you know, we're now on Apple Podcasts, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we're on Spotify and we're on a couple other things, but I like to stress Anchor because there's a cool feature on there where you can go on to our website on Anchor and you can actually send a message in, right? And it's a voice message. You know, you can say, hey, whatever, my name is blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's actually really cool. I didn't know we had that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, and we just have to throw it into the editing process, right? You don't have to disclose your name, obviously. But, you know, if say you're going through a certain situation and maybe you'd like some advice, you know, definitely something that either of us would love to talk about on here, maybe kind of talk about maybe how we go through that and what our process is for healing through it, or, you know, trying to get through it, you know, because there is always a brighter side at the end of the tunnel, right? So I think that's how the expression goes. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, some or the other. But I want to express that, or I want to really emphasize the fact that you can do that, you know, but if you don't want to go into Anchor, which is fine, and that's why I'm glad you mentioned the Instagram handles too, so that way, you know, you guys can DM us, you know, and say you have a question, or if you want to kind of like have a topic that you'd want us to talk about, you know, we'll be open to any of that, I'm sure, you know, because I mean, I don't mind us coming up with topics every week. You know, but a little inspiration would probably be nice, you know. I mean, we have our stories throughout the week, but, you know, so yeah.
So, yeah, even if you guys have any, like, any topics you want us to talk about, just shoot them to us. We might choose some, you might not. It just depends on if we feel like we're comfortable enough to talk on that part.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously maybe we might not have the experience that maybe you have, but maybe we have something kind of similar or whatever. But regardless, the point is that you are not alone, and there are people there for you. You are loved. That's what I want to say too. You know, you are loved by many, and, you know, you got plenty of people around you. But if you have a question for us, Instagram handles anchor.fm/4feetdeep. Send us a message in. We'll play it on here, and we'll talk about it. So yeah, that's kind of like what our premise of this podcast really is really to make sure that you guys are not, you don't feel alone, that you always have something to relate to, somebody to talk to, you know, or if you don't want to talk about it at all, just like I said, feel somewhat related to, so you don't feel like you are the only person in the world feeling like that. Cause I know when I was in middle school and I was really going through my depressive time, you know, that's what I frequently felt like. I met you when you were in middle school, so I didn't really know what your middle school was like. So
I was happy.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, extravagant. Middle school was way better when it comes to, like, how do I say this? Like, my mental state, it was way better than high school. Mm-hmm. I would say my freshman year, perfect. Sophomore year, parents and everything. School got a little bit harder. Junior year, complete. It was just terrible for me. You know, I learned lessons, though. I learned a lot of lessons from my past.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like what happens to all of us, you know. Whether it comes to relationships, just stupid decisions we make as kids. Because there were plenty of things that I did in... Okay, well, first of all, I like to say middle school for me wasn't the greatest, because, like I said, that there was a lot of depression there. And there's a lot of stuff that kind of, you know, leads into that whole reason why I was depressed. For me, that was my dad and his stepmom. That was my dad and my stepmom at the time. And there was a lot of times where she would kind of like keep him away from me. You know, I would want to go hang out with him and my little brothers, but she wouldn't let it happen. So, you know, I guess you can kind of get what that relationship was like just by that. But for me, it kind of made me feel like I didn't have my dad around. You know, my dad was in the military, so when I was in elementary school, he wasn't really there too much anyway, because mm-hmm. he was away in Iraq or Afghanistan and, you know, doing all that stuff. So I never really got a chance to really hang out with him too much as a kid through my elementary school time. But closer to like the middle school like time frame, that's when he was more, that's when he started recruiting. So he was here, you know, but he wasn't because of her. So it's kind of like, it was a really tough time, because I feel like that's something you need as a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, you need some kind of figure in your life to really kind of show you a lot of things, you know. And for me, my mom took up a lot of that responsibility, you know, like shaving. You know, I had to figure out for my mom, you know, shaving, cooking, you know, all that's, all, you know, cleaning, you know. I mean, even though I will admit I'm not the greatest at cleaning. Well, but
really none of us are, let's be honest.
No, I mean, you get lazy and then...
And you're kind of like, I'll do it later. And you just, it just keeps piling up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would like to say my mom did step up a lot, because my dad worked construction, so he was rarely home too. So I see where you can't win from that.
But, and I worked with your dad mm-hmm. for some time.
Yeah.
During, I think I was going either going into my senior no, I had just graduated mm-hmm. and I was working with your dad for a little while, so I mean I can see how he wasn't really there too much, because the time frames of waking up and then going to the job site and staying there until like 3-4 o'clock in the day and in the afternoon or whatever, and then having to come home at like 6, depending on where you're coming from.
So there was times he would even have to stay like 2-3 days at the job site. He would have to get a hotel or something and just wake up every day.
Right. And before I left the job, that's mm-hmm. what the last job was mm-hmm. before I had gone to Indiana with your sister. Yeah. And I mean, I'm glad I didn't, because I mean, honestly, I couldn't tell you how many times I almost passed out. I took a nap one time in the porta potty too. And I might get judged for that, you know. But you do what you got to do when it's, because when you wake up at like 1 o'clock in the morning from sleeping from like 6, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, I mean, really that, what, that's like, that's like 6 hours, 6 hours, yeah. 6 or whatever. And, you know, it's not a lot. It's a good amount of sleep, mm-hmm. you know, but it's not a lot.
Especially not for the work that you're doing.
Yeah. And you know, you got to think too, it's like kind of the summertime. So for us, you know, it's like we usually stay up until about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you know. But, you know, at that time, I was like used to that schedule. Mm-hmm. And then having to kind of adjust was a lot harder. So when you wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning from being us, you know, staying up super late, it's like, you could barely keep your, I mean, I remember driving up there half the time to the shop and like could not keep my eyes open. Yeah. And I was on the freeway, you know, so I was scared because I didn't want to crash or like get off. And I like slowly like turn to the ride or whatever, you know. But I mean, the ride there, wherever we went, I slept the entire time.
I guarantee most people did.
Yeah. No, every one of us, except for whoever was driving, was sleeping, you know. When your dad always took a separate truck, mm-hmm. and I went with the other guys.
Oh, he would take his truck, what I remember.
Yeah, from the work, mm-hmm. Or from the job site. But yeah, and when you get to that job site and you can find like 15 minutes to sleep, it doesn't matter where it's at. You know, you find that 15 minutes.
I remember my dad would sleep in his truck a lot.
Yeah, no, like we'd be sitting there like doing our job, and then it's like blistering hot outside. I can see the sweat dripping off my face onto the, you know, cement. And I look over and your dad's just in the truck, you know, like sleeping. I'm like, where's the help?
You know, I love my dad, but he wasn't really that big of a father figure. He taught me how to play soccer and how to fight. That's about it. And then you came in the picture with my sister, you know. Mm-hmm. At first, you know, we weren't friends at all. But then later down, you taught me more guy stuff than what my mom could have taught me.
I did?
Yeah, you taught me like cars, like working on the car. Mm-hmm. You were the reason why I know how to work on cars. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm into cars, honestly. Mm-hmm. So you stepped up a lot in my life.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. But that's nice to know. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have been that kind of figure for you, you know, because I mean, like I was talking to your dad the other night when you were here, which is something we'll definitely have to talk about here in a second. We're going to take a break in like 2 seconds, but, you know, yeah, I told him, I was like, you know, Andrew's like a little brother to me, so, you know, I'm going to make sure I take care of him. And he was like, yeah, you know, you better. So yeah. But yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to take a short little break, and then we're going to talk about what happened over this past weekend, because there's a lot that happened.
So. It was a great weekend for me, I'll say that.
All right, guys, welcome back. So, like I said before the break, we're going to talk about now something that happened over the weekend, and we had a little birthday cookout, which, by the way, at the time of this recording, it's a little past 1 o'clock in the morning, but it's still technically your birthday because you haven't gone to sleep yet.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Andrew. Yay. Yes. All right. Well, it's your birthday. So, we had a little cookout for Andrew. Had a couple buddies come down. We had Darian over, Eli, who was here last week on the podcast.
Harvin and Rent.
And, how about you tell your side, your perspective, and I'll tell my perspective, because we were both on very different spectrums of, very intoxication, yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. So
then I started out with just, you know, me and the guys coming over. So, you know, nothing too serious. Just waiting for Greg to get home from work. We started drinking, you know, just a little bit. You know.
A little bit, yeah.
I drank a little bit. I'm sure about the other guys.
Because
I already knew what was going to happen later on that night. So, you know, we're just drinking, talking, having a good time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of goes blank for me a little bit right there because, you know, I was a little off my ass.
Well, I mean.
Because I don't really remember much before.
Mm-hmm.
The Schmied.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember we smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, excuse me. And then just mid rotation, I was like, pain. I can feel this hitting me already.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me so hard, I had to tap out of rotation. I just let Isaiah and Brian finish.
Yeah. I was not part of that rotation thing. Well, how I remember it. Well, since you blank out around there.
I don't mean to cut you off. I remember we got food and I had Jasmine shotgun for her first time.
Did it weird. Did
completely wrong. Her and my sister just scuffed both of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, just drank it in like 3 seconds, two mm-hmm. seconds maybe.
Mm-hmm. Easy. We were all talking about how you already had it done before, like, and they were like twisting and turning, trying to figure. Yeah. So I remember getting off of work, getting. Mm-hmm. I don't think I got anything. I think me and Harvin just. No. Harvin had to get some chips, mm-hmm. and then we came here. I got cooking right away. You know, classic cookout food. You know, you got chicken, burgers, you know, hot dogs, hot links, all that stuff. So while I'm doing all this stuff, trying to get the fire going, I mean, we're all talking on the outside in the patio, and I remember drinking a little bit, and then your sister came, and then she got a little bit more stuff, and, you know, we drank a little bit more. I do remember the shotgunning, like I said. Mm-hmm. Then, after that, I don't think you really drank a lot. To be honest with you,
it's because I knew what was going to go along with it.
Yeah. But I remember finishing the food and I remember bringing everything inside, you know. And
I remember I came up to you and asked, say, hey, because I had my what was it? At my guard's. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, can we, you know, we smoke? And he's like, yeah, sure, basically. Mm-hmm. And then I just remember peering outside with it.
Yeah. You know, you guys did your thing, mm-hmm. you know, and I stayed inside, and I think at this point I'm trying to clean up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And Jasmine's helping me, you know, and...
Oh, never mind. I remember what happened. Why? Okay. So go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. So Jasmine's helping me clean, and I remember you guys coming inside, and I had seen... So Rent is kind of like new to this stuff.
Yeah.
Should we even be disclosing this information?
He's fine.
A&M's gonna fire him.
No, he'll be fine.
No. So Rent's a little new to this, and so the first time it was like older stuff, so it wasn't like too bad. He comes inside and I look at him and he's like, his eyes are super red. His eyes are really low, you know, and he's like, what? You know, and so I'm like, you just took a big step because like that's probably some really good stuff.
Oh, and, amazing.
Yeah. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, just wait till you sit down. And you guys raided the kitchen after that.
Mm-mm.
What?
I didn't.
Well, I know.
So you're missing a part right here.
Damn.
Because remember, as soon as we came inside, sorry, I didn't hit the mic. As soon as we came inside, we got the cheesecake ready to sing happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. So we sang you happy birthday.
Yeah. And I was off my ass. So I started singing to myself.
Yeah.
And then you guys started singing. And I, not gonna lie, I almost cried for some reason. Don't know why. I don't know. I was just excited, you know.
I think when all your friends are around and you really kind of get that experience, mm-hmm. you know, it's heartfelt. You know? So yeah, we do the cheesecake birthday cake thing, and then now I really start cleaning everything, and Jasmine's trying to help me, but I just remember you guys start busting out laughing for like no reason. I can't remember why, but I just remember you guys doing that, and I remember you getting on the floor.
Oh, so you bringing this up actually reminds me of what happened. So we all just kind of looked at each other, all made eye contact. I looked at Eli. He said, hey, bro, you good? And I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world. So I grabbed my cheesecake, took a bite. Eli asked, hey, bro, you okay? So I fell on the ground, and I was just sitting in the corner of your kitchen.
Yeah, and both the dogs were coming over to you, too, because they had the cheesecake in your hands. And they were trying to both get a bite, and Ramona took a bite. And, you know, you put it on top, and you put it sideways. So it was like, you got up after some time.
It was like a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, you were on the floor for a while, and then everyone kind of migrated to the living room.
I went to the living room, and everyone's kind of just followed.
Yeah, and we had to give you back your cheesecake because you left it.
Well, I couldn't eat the cheesecake because I had really bad cotton mouth, so it was just feeling like putty in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. And then
Darian, I think you said Darian started going back to the kitchen for more lettuce.
Right. So Darian came back to the kitchen and he got the head of lettuce and he was like trying to pick it off. And I was like, no, stop. No, 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 no. And then everyone got a piece of lettuce and everyone was just munching on the lettuce for a good while. You sat there for a good like 30 minutes eating one piece of lettuce. One piece.
So it's because like, so Jasmine gave it to me while I was laying down. So I was like, oh, this is a present. And I was like, I wanted to savor this. So I started taking like very small nibbles off of this lettuce. And then I just remember everyone just looking at me. Just saying, hey, bro, hurry up and finish your lettuce. And I was just munching on it slowly.
Go ahead.
And then my sister looked at me. She'll probably be on this podcast one day. She looked over at me and saw another piece of lettuce on my chest I completely forgot about. When I tell you, I looked at her, and when she grabbed the lettuce, I was so heartbroken. Because I just see this lettuce fly off my chest, and I was just...
pain.
I was just in pain.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the rest of the night was everyone just kind of sitting in the living room and hanging out and laughing about nothing. So, I mean, it was a good time, though. And
sorry, I don't mean to cut you off again, but I was living the greatest day of my life. Both of the dogs came up, started cuddling, giving me kisses, and I was just laying across the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a little jealous because Pepper, like, never does that to me, so I'm a little upset about that. But
she just likes me more.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, I mean, regardless, it was a good time, and those kind of moments, I think, is what helps us with our you know, when we go through our little, I want to say episodes, but not really, you know, just our depressive states or anxiety states, you know, because, I mean, we usually let go for a little bit, you know, and just enjoy the night, the day, whatever.
So I would feel like you and your friend, like for the listeners, so you and your friend group, if you guys are all just kind of like down, moody, you know, I feel like if you guys get together, not even having a cookout, just get together, hang out for like at least 30 minutes to an hour, it will help you a lot. Because that's how this group started, honestly. Mm-hmm. It used to be me, Darren, and Harvin, and Ronald. We all used to just go hang out. And then it helped me, Darren, and Harvin out a lot, especially through our depressing stages.
Because, I mean, when we don't have cookouts, a lot of the times, it's really whenever Darren comes down. We'll go to Galaxy Burger. Like, we have a nice burger joint here called Galaxy Burger. It's like Star Wars themed. It's really cool. I mean, they've never failed me. They always got these crazy burgers. They have this one. What is it called? The one with the grilled cheese?
Galactic Madness, I think.
I think, yeah, it's called the Galactic Madness. And it's like two Texas toast grilled cheese sandwiches as a bottom bun and the top bun. And like, two patties with cheese and like a bunch of other crud on it, you know, and it's huge. It's literally the size, like the last time I had it, it was literally the size of my head, you know, but, you know, they got all these crazy creations because you get one with like onion rings and something else on it, right?
Mine just has onion rings and bacon.
Yeah. And there's one with chili and hot dogs and like all this other stuff. So quick little shout out to Galaxy Burger.
So yeah, anybody that's in like the Killeen Heights area, you should definitely go try out Galaxy Burger if you haven't yet.
Yeah, it's a small little like hole in the wall and a shadier side of Killeen, don't get me wrong, but it is a fantastic freaking burger place. I mean, like, that if I'm really wanting some, you know, a good sit down place with a really good burger, that's where I go. You know, I mean, I take Jasmine there all the time too. But yeah, you know, we just go out and do whatever, even if you guys are just hanging out at your house or, you know, you go to the mall or whatever. I mean, it's hard to do that now because of COVID, but, you know, just get with your friends, you know. I mean, because I know that when I get in those kind of stages, those modes of depression, it's kind of like you don't want to do anything and you just want to sit in bed. Or for us, ironically, what helps us kind of get rid of it is something caused by it. You know, we sit there all day playing video games, you know what I mean? Well, it's one of the leading causes for us, I guess. You know, so we just sit there all day and play video games, and, you know, I mean, we'll get in the party and we'll talk, but I mean, when we get off, it's like, you know, we just go back to doing
whenever it. Whenever we get off, I can't just sit in the dark anymore. I've gone through if I just sit in the dark, if you listen to our second episode, I just, you know, a little offsetting because, you know, the things that's happened in that house. And then two is just, I just sit and think there's nothing in the background. So now I've just gotten to the point where I'm used to just falling asleep with YouTube on. If I'm watching an anime, I just go back, play an older episode and just go to sleep.
Yeah. Actually just put on Naruto last night because I wanted to restart that. Because, I mean, I love Shippuden. Shippuden's probably more, to me, that's better than the original Naruto. But for nostalgic feel, I wanted to watch the original Naruto, but I also do that for the same reason. Yeah, at night, I'm not too big of a fan of the dark, mostly because of what I talked about in this last episode, you know, whatever the heck I saw in the bathroom. But, I think that's just a common fear in a lot of people, the dark, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say I'm scared of the dark. I would say I'm more scared of what's in the dark, if you get what that means.
Yeah. Cause I think, but what doesn't help is when you're looking into darkness mm-hmm. at night, you know, because I mean, both of us have LED lights in our yeah. room, because that's like a thing now, like everyone has LED lights in their room. But when you don't have them on and you're just sitting in the dark, there's like silence. Silence, there's no light, nothing, you know, it's like you can start seeing like these images that your brain is kind of putting together in the dark, you know, and that sucks because it's like you're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. So now honestly what I got to do is I leave my LEDs on and then I just put a pillow over my head so I don't see the light. Because mm-hmm. I can't sleep with the light on, but I can't sleep with the light off, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah. I usually just kind of, my back is always usually towards my lights.
What do you see? My lights are across my ceiling, so I can't really do that much.
Well, it's like the only time I ever like face towards them is when Jasmine's here. Mm-hmm. But most of the time we're like watching something while we go to sleep. You know what I mean? So there's not really too much darkness, but even the silence, you know, in a room is still kind of offsetting mm-hmm. to me, because I start thinking too much, you know, and I kind of go back into like that, oh. you know, like, you know, like, so all this kind of goes back to our kind of like original, you know, topic, mm-hmm. you know, what this podcast means to us, you know, where we want to go, which we haven't gotten to yet, but well, I guess it kind of has to do with where we want to go. My personal thought about where I kind of want to take this for us, you know, and you might have your own, mm-hmm. is I want to kind of be that podcast that people who, you know, say they're having those moments where they just kind of feel alone, mm-hmm. you know, that they don't have anybody to relate to, you know, because I've had that feeling like there's nobody else in this world that has the same exact problem as me. And, you know, I'm the only one going through it and all this other stuff. I want us to be that podcast where we can just like, you know, be that, I can't remember. But I just want to be there for people, mm-hmm. you know. I just want you guys to feel like you have somebody almost like to talk to, you know, which is why I emphasized at the beginning is, you know, you can go to Anchor or
you can go on our Instagrams,
you can go on Anchor, you can send us a voice message, whatever, you know. I want you guys to know that we're here, you know, and we hear you, whether it's, you know, through Instagram or on Anchor or whatever, you know, that you're not alone, you know, you have plenty of people around you, and, you know, we're here, you know, that's my kind of like my vision of like where we can go and where I kind of want us to go. Mm-hmm. You know, I know our first two episodes were kind of like comedic in a way, you know, but we are called 4 Feet Deep. You know?
Which I mean, like, I'm sure most of our podcasts would be comedic, but we're also gonna have our occasional episodes like this where it's just me and you and just talk about,
right?
Yeah,
like just a really
deep conversation.
Yeah,
but
so like, what about you? Like, what is your like, what's your personal vision for our podcast?
So my personal vision of our podcast is like, you know, of course what you said, but I also want to make it bigger than just a podcast. Mm-hmm. I want to take it over to YouTube, mm-hmm. start a channel with like me and you saying, you know, we're the main people, mm-hmm. but you know, throw the guys in, you know, but, I want those videos to be like, say you're having a very rough day and just, you know, you need someone like to hear somebody, mm-hmm. which I want our videos to be. I want our videos to just like give off good energy, good vibes and everything. So that way they can just watch our videos and then just like, even if it's just for a little bit, mm-hmm. I want them to feel like we're there for them and our videos can help them. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I'm not sure about you, but I've been watching, what's the name? FaZe Jev since I was in like 7 years ago.
Yeah. I watched a lot. I watched FaZe when they were like in their Black Ops 2, like leaving Modern Warfare phase, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah.
So, but I don't know what it was. Just watching his videos every day after school just helped me give like a little motivation to go do something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. It was just like that content creator. I just felt like he was there for me all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I want to bring our podcast. I want to shoot out to YouTube. I want to go out to start streaming like Q&As. Mm-hmm. And it's, if we like start streaming, we could be background noise for our listeners and our viewers. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a podcast, but just live.
Yeah. And definitely something that I would like to do for us is kind of be, because as of right now, I mean, we've got a kind of makeshift a little like podcast thing here. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're in my room. You know, I had to make a makeshift stand for your mic, and so you know, I have an arm for mine, with a
tripod, a belt, and we don't have a what's it called?
Pop filter.
We don't have a pop filter, so we're using a sock right now
over your mic. But I mean, it works.
It works. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's working.
Same thing.
Yeah. I mean, heck, people do it all the time, like you said, when they're starting out. You know, but I think I would love to get to a point to where we have, you know, either a little place that we can find where we can have like a table, like a real table, mm-hmm. you know, maybe some better mics at some point, you know, even if it's just like this, it's still pretty good, you know, well for our budget, you know, because we don't have like a $2,000 laying around, yeah. right? And that's just for like two mics.
I got maybe like five.
But you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we're doing pretty all right for our budget, I mm-hmm. think, you know, the quality is pretty all right, you know, and I mean, there's always time for improvement, but I would like to see us at some point in a more like, I don't want to say studio kind of location, mm-hmm. you know, but maybe in a room, like in one of your house, in your house or my house, like, you know, where we can really kind of make it like our setting mm-hmm. and like, where we can have like something on the wall to kind of like get the background noise or the echo in the room, mm-hmm. you know, just like a little bit more of a professional setting, you know, because to me that I feel like that would, you know, make it better for the listeners and mm-hmm. and for us. And because I feel like having that experience, because I mean, like we were talking about earlier before we started, you know, just sitting here, me and you, because now that we're in the same room, there's more of a connection, I feel like, you know what I mean? And so I feel like when we have like a space like that, that's a little bit more professional, mm-hmm. We can like, you know, we can have that deeper connection with whoever comes onto the podcast. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and like I was talking about mics too, you know, we can have a mic for our guest or guests, but, you know, that's where I would like to see us too.
No. Yeah. I can get behind that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but that's what I'm saying too, is like, I feel like it'd be better for the listener, you know what I mean? So there's not so much like background noise, all that stuff, but this is okay to me. Like this to me is like I said earlier, it's like just like a huge, like new experience for me. Cause I mean, I had to download this software before we started, and it's like, thank God it's free. Cause a lot of that stuff is like not free. But it's a mixer, you know, so we kind of adjust our voice and stuff like that. But, you know, this to me is like a super cool experience because I've never had to do this before, mm-hmm. You know, I've got this mic for like school and when I record my, my songs, whenever I sing, you know, and you've got this mic now and I mean, that's better than the Razer mic that you have right now. Right. So,
yeah, I want to take our podcast, like I want to, our setting wise, at least I want to get into like a smaller room or not a smaller room. Like I want to get in a room, mm-hmm. so like, and put like something up on the walls, right. Have actual good, like these are decent, like these are okay for now, mm-hmm. but like, say we blow up, which I hope so, mm-hmm. we could have better mics for our listeners and without any other distractions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you said, this is very different. We got here at what?
I picked you up at like 10:30, maybe somewhere around there, and it's getting ready to be 2 a.m. in the morning.
So I wanted to say we started recording at like 12:20. Mm-hmm. I was trying to start this intro, couldn't get it 20 minutes and I finally got it.
Well, it's different, like I said, because we're sitting in front of each other, and that's the connection thing I'm talking about, you know what I mean? And so, you know, it's harder than it really is, because, I mean, like, the last episode with Eli, before we started, I was trying to do my intro, and yeah. Eli was like, well, one of you guys just freaking do it, you yeah. know? But it's so much harder than yeah. really you really think it is.
And I will say, it's way harder when it's face-to-face like this.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's different when you can see people on a camera, mm-hmm. right? But when you're, like, you've got that real eye contact, it's so different, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I literally had to, like, turn away to, like, make sure he could get it. And we had to, like, teach, you know, a little teaching session, I guess, yeah. too, you know? But yeah. So, I mean, I think we're great mm-hmm. with, like, what we got going on. You know what I mean? I think for what our budget mm-hmm. is calling for, we're doing pretty good, yeah. you know? And, you know, to whoever's listening, I appreciate you being here, you know, because I feel like when you think of a podcast, you think of this really professional setting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're a lot more informal mm-hmm. compared to, like, the professional podcast, right? But, you know, they got all these fancy mics, they got all this other stuff, you know? But I also wanted to prove to people who want to start a podcast too, that it's not as
difficult. It's not about, like, the stuff that you have. It's not about, oh, I can't afford, like, a great mic. Our first two episodes were recorded over with my, what's it called? One was on our phone, mm-hmm. and then the other one was with an Xbox mic, which I mean.
Because, I mean, I've been using Audacity because I yeah. have, you know, I worked for this, you know, so it's like I took the time and money to build the computer, you know, and then I got the time and money for the mic, you know. But so, like, you know, have a job, you know, and but you worked for your stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got time to be and the money to be able to pay for this mic right here, mm-hmm. you know.
And now we're working on a PC.
Yeah. And so hopefully in these next couple episodes, you'll have your computer built and, you know.
Which hopefully I'm hoping by March, mid-March, you know, that I'll have my PC ready. And then I feel like once I get my PC, then these podcasts will hopefully get better.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And then on YouTube, we're going to record over Discord. So that way you can see, you know, like you have something to watch too.
Yeah. And I do agree with where I kind of want to take this to, is like we want to go on
YouTube. Other platforms.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't mind doing it like this. You know, this is something mm-hmm. that, you know, like I said, it's still a new experience. But it's something I enjoy, you know, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like if we could at some point get, you know, so that, say we get a little space somewhere, right? We can get a camera, mm-hmm. you know. Well, maybe we can, like, go half and half or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we'll just get our first camera and then just set that up right in the middle. And we get our mics and we just do whatever. You know what I mean? It's all a dream.
Yeah.
But that's just something of that. It's kind of our vision, mm-hmm. you know, but that's definitely somewhere I'd like to see us kind of go for sure. Because, like I said, I enjoy this, you know, I hope you do too.
I really enjoy this.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about already how, cause I mean, last episode after we finished, Eli was like, man, I feel pretty good, mm-hmm. you know, like, I was like, yeah, you know, and I'm sure, I don't know how you feel, you know, but like.
So whenever I get done with the podcast, I feel like I have some weight off my shoulder because I just got to talk to my best friends, just talking about whatever we wanted, just to have fun, mm-hmm. get to some serious stuff if we need to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just an overall great experience.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I feel the same way, you know, it's just like, well, I feel like right now I feel like I can breathe, you know, because. Mm-hmm. I just, like I said, this whole week has just been poo-poo, you know, yeah. and then today at work, like I told you, got out the car, you know, we just, the entire day, because of the incident that happened at Fort Worth here in Texas.
Which I gave all my praise out to their families
that lost loved ones. Yeah, for sure. You know, keep keep you guys in our thoughts. And there's a 100-car pileup that happened on I-35 all the way up in Fort Worth. But yeah, it was really tragic, you know. But they closed down the distribution centers for Walmart, and so you know, we didn't get a truck for the past 2 days, and we just got one truck today at like 4 after having nothing up until that point. Because I mean, you looked at the store and like, well, just in our area, because we're in the produce area, it's like nothing on the shelves. You go into our back room, there's nothing on the steel, you know, there's nothing. And then at 4:30 we got one truck, and then later on in the day we get another truck around like 8. Like, today didn't help with this week at all. You know, and there are plenty of other problems, you know, in the world that I'm not experiencing, you know, but that was my issue, you know, with this week, you know, just a lot of stress coming from school and stuff, and, you know, and when I finally get down, you know, get to sitting talking about it, it feels, feels really good.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm taking these deep breaths because it just feels really good to just talk about it. But yeah, you know, that's how I feel every time too, after I finished doing this kind of stuff. I feel like I can breathe. I feel a little bit more relieved, you know, and relaxed. I know for sure I'm going to be going to bed after we finish this.
But, see, I feel like I can actually sleep after these podcasts, which is actually a really big thing for me because of my insomnia, which, and my, a lot of overthinking causes me to lose a lot of hours of sleep, which is why I go to sleep at like 5 a.m, wake up at 9.
And that's where we differ, right? So it's like you have that, and I don't really have that. I just force myself kind of to like stay up at night. But yeah, because I mean, I've talked about getting you a melatonin pen for a little while.
Because I'm on melatonin right now, but really it takes like 2 hours to kick in at this point.
And I heard those melatonin pens actually, I think it's Cloudy. I think it's Cloudy. Yeah. And I've heard those work pretty well. But I mean, obviously, I haven't experienced it. So I've been wanting to get one for myself because there are, I mean, not that I have insomnia to that extent. I don't even want to say I have insomnia. I just stay up really late and I can't sleep, which I guess maybe that is. But
it could be just you have a lot of stress on you at the time.
Yeah, probably, you know. But yeah, that. You know, I kind of want to get one for myself to kind of see how that is, you know, and maybe I'll gift you one, you know, who knows?
A leak birthday present.
So, but yeah, that's, I think that's pretty much where, you know, we both kind of, so I guess we're both heading in the same direction as to where we want to kind of go with this.
And this is kind of like, it's kind of with where we want to go, but it's outside of the podcast. So, you know, we want to start a car group within our friend group, which, and where I want to take that is to, like, I want to go help out, like, charitable events. I want to put, like, you know, show off cars to kids that, you know, might be into cars or, like, not sure if they want to.
I feel like, certainly for me, as a kid, like, if I saw a really cool car, you know, my eyes would open wide and just, wow, you know, like, I mean, there were a couple times where my dad, you know, when we did have time and he was here, we would go to a car show because he was really into cars, but he is really into cars. And, we'd go look at cars and I'd just be like, wow, you know, dad, look, and blah, blah, all this other stuff, you know? So I feel like if we did do that, it would, it doesn't matter. You know, these cool, loud cars, you know what I mean? Like, whatever we're driving, you know, I'm sure it'll be cool to them, you know? And that's another thing, too, that I kind of want this podcast to do is, you know, put a smile on somebody's face, too. You know, make you laugh a little bit.
I want them to feel the way we feel after these podcasts. I want them to feel relieved, not as stressed, you know?
Yeah. Because, I don't know, I feel like a little laughter every day definitely helps. I mean, laughter to me, honestly, really is the best medicine.
Which is why I love hopping into these Xbox parties with the guys. Because there's always something going on.
We're always talking about something, clowning on somebody, so it's funny. You know, but yeah, you know, that's what I like about it too. It's just laughter for me makes me feel a lot better. Like yesterday, like I said, I wasn't having the greatest time mm-hmm. with piano. And Jasmine called me and we talked about a couple of things. And yeah. then she made me laugh like really hard. And it just made me feel a lot better. Even if I didn't make it seem like I was mm-hmm. feeling a lot better, I definitely was, you know. And, you know, I'm glad that she did that for me. But
you had said. No, I was going to say, I could definitely tell your mood changed from the time you hopped on with us mm-hmm. and by the time we got off. I could tell your mood had switched from just like we played for like an hour. Yeah. And that hour I could tell just helped boost you up. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it didn't help that we were playing Cold War and
League play
on Call of Duty, and that stuff makes me very angry. So a couple of shouts here and there helped a little bit.
Oh, desk bangs, you know.
Yeah. So, but we're not going to talk about it. but yeah, so I'm glad we have the kind of the same vision as to where we want to take this. Thank you for listening in, all of you who do listen, and, you know, even if it's for the first 5 minutes or if you make it all the way in to the end of the show, you know, I think it tells us, like, there's 17 unique listeners yeah. or something like that. So, you 17.
So, if you guys ever have any problems, ever need to talk, please reach out to us.
Yeah, no, we, you know, like we said earlier, or like Andrew said earlier, we may not get to everything, you know, but we will try our best, I'm sure, mm-hmm. you know, because maybe you get two of you have the same kind of like issue or, you know, same kind of thing you're going through. So that's something we can address to both of you or like just talk about in general. But yeah, so you just closing thoughts. You guys are loved. You know, people are here for you. You know, you can send us a voice message on anchor.fm/4feetdeep and we'll play it on the show and we'll talk about it. And if not, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can just send us a text message on our Instagram handles and we'll talk about it. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Good evening. Good night to all of you, or good morning if you're not in the US. I don't know. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.